Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Dean of Students at Central College T. Todd Massman joins us on today's program to talk about next week's events planned to honor the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's visit to campus.
And Tita, we are getting set for a very special week at Central College, honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., who was on campus this week 50 years ago. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the impact that Dr. King has had on Central College because of that visit 5 decades ago.
Sure. I think part of the legacy that we talk about a lot is a commitment to social justice in a variety of different capacities. And at Central, that's around environmental justice. It's around social justice and economic justice. So that kind of drives a lot of what our programs are, our commitment to students, and those relationships and networks that people form.
And coming up, Central College is going to honor the legacy of MLK's visit with special guest visitors and then a presentation coming up Wednesday. Well, we'll start with the guests. What was kind of the decision behind bringing some of these people to campus? And what did they do that will kind of help shed a light on the current student body and faculty about what the visit meant?
Sure. Tuesday morning at 11, we'll be doing a convocation with Jackie Patterson. She's the Director of Environmental and Climate Justice with the NAACP. And Brian Campbell, who's our Director of Sustainability Education, had heard her at a conference. And she speaks a lot about the intersection of those three areas. And so that was a person that we had thought would be a nice tie-in to our 50th anniversary. The second person who will speak Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in Van Emmerich is Charles Pearson. He's from Waterloo, African-American gentleman who is working on what's called the Iowa Civil Rights Trails Project. Dr. King visited Iowa 8 times, and Central was his last visit of those 8. And so Charles is working on a variety of historic sites and preservation projects in Iowa.
And I understand residency will also be what they'll be doing while they're here. So they'll get to meet with students maybe beyond these programs and an educational opportunity beyond their visits.
Correct. They'll be doing a presentation. They'll be doing a simulation experience for students. Jackie will be in 5 different classrooms. And Charles is actually going to be meeting with some of our local Pella folks with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Historical Society about what are some ways that we can emphasize Dr. King's visit here in Pella.
Not only will those two be emphasizing it, Central College themselves will, with, as I alluded to earlier, a special presentation Wednesday marking his visit on the 50th anniversary. What was really the driving factor behind making sure that this was marked 5 decades later by the college, and what are some of the things that the college is doing to remember his legacy?
Wednesday marks the exact 50-year anniversary, and so at noon we'll be rehanging and dedicating a picture of Dr. King. It'll be in the Maytag Atrium, and as people come and go, they'll see the picture, and hopefully that will be a reminder of his time here. There will be speakers and guests, special guests that will be there who were here during that time and reflecting on what that meant. We have a number of alumni who have emailed us with some of their reflections and what they remember about those days.
50 years ago was a very different time here in Pella and at Central College. When you look back now from where we are right now with all the efforts at the campus to where we are 50 years ago, from what you know, what are some of the key things that changed because he was here?
I think he spoke to issues of injustice, and the college's programs now reflect that certainly much stronger. I think we have a more diverse student population than we would have had 50 years ago. And there are a number of faculty who I think in their courses and presentations also highlight a variety of topics and subject areas that he emphasized and knew were important for the college to work towards.
And one of the areas that maybe not directly related to that, but one that certainly takes a service day out, is Sherry Doan's office and all the volunteerism that goes on at Central. And actually back in January, I understand you guys were also, and I was there, honoring his legacy once again with a service project you do each January. And I know that that's right when students get back to campus, and it's a big way to introduce them to what he meant to Central.
It is, and we do that annually. The tie to service is important, and Sherry and her staff really work with some of our community partners to identify ways in which students can get involved in that. And so I think that's a good connection to seeing what those networks are and giving students an opportunity to live out Dr. King's dream as well.
These programs, the lectures and the presentations and the dedication are all open to the entire community, correct?
Correct, they are. The information is up on our website, and so folks can certainly go and check that out. And There's noon programs, there's evening, there's daytime programs, lots of things for people to get involved in.
Once again, that was Assistant Dean of Students at Central College, T. Todd Massman, talking about next week's events commemorating the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s address on campus. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.